Our guest in the cafe this morning is Tony Deaton with the First Presbyterian Church of Commerce. Good morning.
Good morning.
We're talking about the summer program that the First Presbyterian Church does each year, and it's called SCAMP.
Yes.
What does that stand for? S-C-A-M-P.
It stands for Summer Creative Art and Music Program.
Uh-huh. And you've been doing this now for what? How many years?
Three, and this is our fourth year.
So it's pretty well established.
Yes, it is.
By now. But you all cover a wide range of activities here, requires some specialized knowledge of the people who are the teachers or the leaders of the camp.
That's true.
Talk a little bit about some of the specific things that you all have in there.
We have choir. We offer choir. And we have music, playing instruments. They're called ORF instruments. Most people are familiar with them now. And we have a creative movement. And we have an art class.
So you're involving the kids in music and choral music and instrumental music.
Exactly.
And then when we say creative movements, we're talking about dance for the most
yes.
part. Yeah. And then art. So this could be painting.
Painting, sculpture, you know, that they could do, drawing and things like that.
Yeah. Where do you find instructors? Because that covers a lot of ground there.
It does. We find instructors through the university. We're fortunate to be in a university town. And then by word of mouth, we have some very good artists and musicians living in our area.
Is there any outside activity for the kids all in, or it's all indoors?
That depends upon the weather. Uh-huh. If it's too hot, we do not allow them to stay out very long. They may run out for maybe 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah.
But they don't have a time where they have to stay outside.
Yeah. Is it all day?
No, it's morning from 8 to noon, and we provide lunch. When they first get there, the gathering time, they have activities in the fellowship hall. They can draw or read a book or do puzzles. And then at 8:30, that's when choir starts. And they go to the sanctuary for a choir practice for about 35 to 40 minutes. And then the classes start, and they have a 45-minute class period in each area.
So they rotate through the classes.
Yes. Uh-huh. And then they go back. They gather again in the sanctuary at the end of the classes for another choir practice. And it's all geared toward Friday.
So they give a performance then at the end
yes.
of the week?
We have a presentation on Friday, and all the parents are invited, and the parents are invited to lunch as well.
We're talking with Tony Deaton with the First Presbyterian Church of Commerce, and the SCAMP summer camp for kids is coming up. This is July, I don't know if we said this, July 16th to the 20th.
Exactly.
Monday
mm-hmm.
through Friday.
Monday through Friday.
Of that week. You mentioned the sanctuary and the choir. Is there religious instruction as a part of this because it is a church summer camp?
There is not an emphasis on that, but of course we adhere to the principles of being a good person. But music and things that will be done there will not be specifically religious.
Mm-hmm. You all are involved in a lot of things at First Presbyterian, and the summer food program is one thing that you all are doing this year.
Yes, we are helping with the United Way summer food program, and this is a site in Commerce where children can come Monday through Thursday from 11 to 12, and they'll get a hot meal.
And then the Commerce Food Pantry operates out of the First Presbyterian Church and has for a long time.
Yes.
So that's good. Mm-hmm. So registration, and how do kids get involved in the camp
Okay, the registration can be done online at the church website. You can also call the church office at 903-886-3783 and talk to our staff. The church office is open from 9 until 1 p.m. each day. Mm-hmm. The cost of the camp is $20, and for this, the students receive a T-shirt and, their instruction each day. And the meal.
And you do have some provision for children who otherwise might not be able to afford the camp?
Yes, we have several scholarships available.
And what's the deadline for registration?
The deadline for registration is July 9th.
And you've had a good number of kids each summer for this, haven't you?
Yes. Yeah. We have around 30, and that's probably about as many as we can handle.
Right.
And the ages are rising first through sixth graders.
Through sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. Tony, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
You're welcome.
Tony Deaton with the First Presbyterian Church of Commerce. It's the SCAMP Summer Camp for Kids, July 16th to the 20th. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.